survivor was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really cooked. Isadora was the first bra burner. Ain't you glad she showed up?
Oh, yeah!
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
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 And then there's
that uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing. Right on, Maud.
Maud! Sweetheart! Darling! Good evening, love. I said good evening, love.
Good evening, Walter. Welcome home. I trust you had a marvelous day. On a scale of 10, my day was 0.001. Since there is nothing more that I care to hear from you, at the sound of the bell, we'll consider the conversation closed. Bomb.
You're still angry at me.
Mart! Go to the head of the class, Walter. Only preferably someplace in Europe where there is an ocean between us.
Gee, it's good to be home. You know, damn it, Maud. How can you carry on this dumb fight from morning to night, day after day after day, for crying out loud? It's been going on so long, I don't even remember what started it.
Well, I do remember what started it.
What?
You.
Me again. It's always me.
I'm glad you admit it, Walter. Now, since you realize the truth about yourself, may I tell you what I think it is? I think that basically, Walter, way down deep inside, you're no good. Don't you raise your voice to me, Walter Findlay. Now, don't you raise your voice to me. It's been 4 days since you kissed me goodnight. How much can a love-starved woman take?
So that's what it
is. Yes, that's what it is.
Well, be reasonable, Maud. How can I kiss you goodnight when we're fighting like this?
A truly inventive man would have found a way.
Maud, will you please listen to yourself? We're fighting tooth and nail, and you expect me to make love to you.
Somewhere between the tooth and the nail, Walter, you could have found 15 minutes. Good evening, honey.
You've got to be kidding.
Well, somebody at least is in a good mood.
Honey, what's the matter with your foot?
Nothing. On top of everything else, I broke the stupid heel off my shoe.
So why don't you take the other shoe off?
Because I like to limp. It's fun limping. When I grow up, you know what I want to be? A full-time limper.
All right, Carol. Carol, don't take your frustration out on Walter.
That's right. Your mother's got that pretty well taken care of.
You didn't get a job today, did you?
No. But I was offered one. A job that started with a vacation.
Sounds interesting.
Very interesting. 2 weeks in Miami with the boss. Every job interview I go on, it's the same thing. I walk in, he smiles, I smile. He turns the picture of his wife and kids face down on the desk.
It's all my fault, Carol.
Your fault?
Of course. I mean, you're just like me. I mean, you're really stacked.
Even my last job, I had to quit because I wouldn't supply in the supply room. You find out you're divorcee, and it's on guard.
What is it with you, man, Walter? All you have to do is hear the word divorcee, and it's an immediate U-turn to the Holiday Inn.
Well, I guess the average guy figures...
Who cares, Walter? Who cares?
Can I have a drink?
Of course, honey. Here, have Mommy's drink.
Oh, I don't want Mommy's drink. I want Carol's drink.
One Shirley Temple coming up.
Never mind. I'm sorry. It's just that everything is going wrong these days. I'll be upstairs with Philip.
Oh, honey. I forgot to tell you, Philip got into a little fight today.
A fight? Why didn't you tell me?
Well, you were so upset. Besides, it was nothing. All he had was a bloody nose and a bruised ego.
You should have seen the other kid. His knuckles were a mess.
If it isn't one thing, it's another. I've been out of work for 4 weeks, and I leave my son alone, he gets beaten up.
Honey, please do something about that broken heel before you have an accident.
My whole life's an accident. There! Oh, by the way, I have some news for you.
Yeah?
I'm getting married.
Walter, what did Carol just say?
She said she's getting married, Maud.
No, I mean, what did she just say when she left the room?
Carol said she's getting married, Maud.
But how can she? I'm her mother. She hasn't talked it over with me.
Maybe she talked it over with a friend.
What is a mother, if not her daughter's best friend? Really, Walter, sometimes you display a shocking lack of insight.
Well, maybe I didn't hear what she said. Maybe she said she's not getting married.
But of course she's getting married. You know what she's going through. How would you like to be a 27-year-old girl without a husband, without a job, with an 8-year-old son living with your mother and your stepfather? Walter, the girl's trying to escape.
Look, Maud, there's a thing coming on between you and Carol, and I'm trying to save you from yourself.
Save me from yourself, Walter. Walter, when Carol decides to get married again, I don't want it to be because she's miserable. I want it to be because she's deliriously and ecstatically happy.
Maud, I don't want Carol to make a mistake any more than you do. But I got a pretty good feeling that you're beginning to lead her life again.
Will you do me a favor with your feelings, Walter? Save them, and then someday give them all to me together in a lump. In my old age, maybe I'll browse through them and find out who you were.
I wish I could get over my little battles with life as quickly as my son.
Honey, come over here. Sit down on the couch. I want to have just a little talk with you. Honey, before you left the room a minute ago, did I hear something about you're getting married again?
That's right.
Isn't that wonderful? Mother's hearing is still 20/20. Darling, stop me if this is too personal a question for a mother to ask, but... do I happen to know the young man that you intend to spend the rest of your life with?
Mother, you've known him for years. Now look, instead of waiting to explode, why don't you just let loose and let me have it?
What do you mean, waiting to explode? Why should I explode? I mean, I'm sitting here having a very calm conversation with my daughter, who has just very casually informed me of her intention to marry. I mean, that is hardly a reason to explode. That is a reason to cut my throat!
Mother, will you calm down so we can talk?
Talk? What is there to talk about? You've already decided. If you want to talk, Carol, you talk first and then decide.
Well, I knew what you were going to say.
If there is anything I am not, Carol, it is predictable. So don't tell me you knew what I was going to say.
Now, Mother, I knew you were going to scream when I told you I'm marrying George Snyder.
George Snyder? You're marrying George...
Wait a minute, wait a minute. I like George Snyder.
Of course you do. The scream is just a reflex. Mother, I've made up my mind. My son needs a father, and I need a home of my own. I am tired of this rat race.
And love, Carol?
That'll come later.
That won't come later.
That's George. Now, please don't say anything to him.
Why not?
Well, because he doesn't know he's getting married yet. Don't worry about it. I know how George feels about me. I've known him for 2 years. He'll be thrilled.
I couldn't care less about George. Walter, please help me. Say something.
Okay, Carol, if this is what you want to do, go right ahead.
Thank you.
Walter, don't help me.
Don't help me.
What you just
Evening, Carol. Evening, Maud. Walter. Evening, Maud.
He's the one.
Oh, hi, George.
Evening.
Hi, George.
When I first walked in, I was going to say, what's new? But now I'm afraid to ask.
Walter and I were just having a little political discussion.
You see, one of us is an avid liberal Democrat.
Yeah, and the other is a bull moose.
George. How's business?
Great, great. You know, one of the smartest things I ever did was picking a father who owns his own business. I'm a self-made son, you know.
George, don't put yourself down. That business was only half as big when you took over for your dad.
Atta girl, Carol. Every chance you get, build the man up. Right, Maud?
Walter, how do we turn off that fountain of infinite wisdom?
Listen, you two, we're leaving. We have a lot to discuss.
Carol, I'd like to talk to you first.
No.
Leave her alone.
I want to talk to my daughter.
Come on, Carol, talk to your mother. I'm fascinated.
Oh, George, it isn't necessary. I know what she's going to say.
Look, Carol, as a friend of 27 years standing, will you give a mother a break?
All right, Mother, go ahead. I'm sure George would be very interested in hearing what you have to say.
Carol, how can I? George, your father just called. Your warehouse is on fire. Carol, I want to talk to you.
Stop this. It's none of your business.
You are my business. If it hadn't been for Walter and me, you never would have been born.
Wait a minute. Chester was her father. I didn't meet you till 24 years later.
Don't nitpick, Walter. You know perfectly well I meant to say Chester. Carol, I want to talk to you.
Mother, I have nothing more to say.
Have a lot to say.
I'm 27 years old.
I'm 27
years old.
Ward! Kitchen!
Got a lot of passion around here.
You better believe it.
Let's go.
George, will you marry me?
What?
I said, will you marry me?
I got the answer to that down pat. It's the question that throws me. Don't misunderstand me. I'm crazy about the question. I just can't imagine how it happened to come up.
But you still haven't answered it.
No. All right, after I say yes, can I go on to say something else? I mean, you won't suddenly smother me with kisses.
I promise.
All right, then yes. I guess it's, I don't know how long it's been since I've wanted to ask you to marry me. A year, at least.
2 years, George.
Two? Well, then what are we waiting for? Smother away.
George, there's something you have to understand.
No, smother first. I'll understand later.
Well, it's done. A poor kid doesn't know what she's doing.
Maybe she does.
Oh.
This calls for a celebration.
Walter, I am not going to celebrate a loveless marriage.
Mort, I know you're unhappy and upset, but in spite of your misgivings, eventually you're going to stand behind Carol's decision 100%. Not because you're her mother, but because you're a wise, forgiving human being with a marvelous capacity for
Sweet.
Love.
Now, could I just interrupt for a minute?
Of course. Bug off!
All right, now what was it you wanted me to understand? That this is all a dream and I'm going to wake up and find myself engaged to my pillow?
No, it's much more serious than that.
Oh, that? You're going to tell me you don't love me?
How did you know that?
Carol, it's been my business to know if you loved me, ever since I knew I loved you.
George, I respect you very much. I'm very fond of you. And I must be crazy not to be able to tell you I love you.
All right, so what's love? An emotion? A little excitement? A toothpaste ad? Who knows? Maybe the thing that you're going to bring to me will be more important in the long run than the love I'm going to give you.
I don't know. Are you sure you don't want out?
Oh, come on. I'm a grown man. You know what makes the world tick? Me. When I'm feeling good, the world ticks along just fine. And what I need to feel good is you.
Thank you, George.
I can't stand it anymore. I'm going in there.
No, you're not, Maud.
My daughter is about to ruin her life, and you won't let me raise a hand?
You can raise a hand. You can touch the ceiling if you want, but Carol has the right to her own decisions.
Walter, she doesn't love him.
What's the difference? My mother and father lived with each other for 50 years in total hatred and loved every minute of it.
My father died right before their golden wedding anniversary out of spite because he knew my mother loved big parties. What am I gonna do about my little girl?
Maud, Carol lost a heel today running away from a dirty old man.
Your little girl's not so little anymore. Maud, do you realize this is the first time I've had you in my arms in 4 days?
So what, Walter? It's another matter of too little, too late.
My heart breaks for Carol, and what do I get from you? Encouragement or sympathy or empathy? Nothing. Nothing, Walter. That's what I get from you.
Okay, you want something encouraging, okay? Okay? How about this? Carol and George have been engaged for about 30 minutes. And sometimes engagements last forever, and sometimes engagements terminate before the marriage. How's that for an encouraging idea?
It's beautiful. Oh, Walter, it's beautiful. You're an absolute...
George went home to pack. We're going to get married tonight.
Yes, an absolute... Carol, you're not leaving.
Oh, Mother, please.
Carol, you're going to stay and talk to me or I'm going to...
Do what, Mother? Stand me in a corner. Send me to bed without my dinner. Now, excuse me. He'll be here in a half an hour.
Maud, Carol's a grown woman. You're her mother, but you can't talk to her like her mother. Do you understand that?
I understand this, Walter. If the Boy Scouts of America gave as much help to little old ladies as you're giving me tonight, the streets of our city would be littered with the smashed bodies of little old ladies. Honey, do you mind if I come in? If I promise?
Promise what?
If I promise not to talk like a mother.
All right.
If I promise not to talk about the way you're wrecking your life.
You promised.
All right. Would it disturb you terribly if I cried? Very quietly.
Yes.
Carol! I've been your mother for 27 years. I carried you for 9 months before then. I lived with your father 2 years longer than I wanted to because I thought you needed him. And you know what a ding-dong he was. Don't try to keep me to some kind of a promise that I made a few minutes ago when I was half out of my mind with worry.
All right, Mother, you have 5 minutes. After that, you're done.
5 minutes and I'm done? What am I, an egg? All right.
Mother, I have a lot of packing
to do. I'll accept the 5 minutes. Carol, you don't love him.
Well, maybe I'll learn to love him. Mother, look at my life. Don't you see? Love is a luxury I can't afford.
Carol, look, if you were 65 years old, I still wouldn't agree with you. But, honey, you're 27 years old. I beg of you, don't settle.
Mother, I'm marrying a man I like very much and I respect even more. Now, I think we can make it on that. Oh, look at you. Before you met Walter, you were married 3 times.
Yes, and each time it was for love.
Even Barney?
Especially Barney. I was so in love with that lame brain that it took me 3 years before I realized he had the intelligence of a radish.
Look, Mother, I don't think I'm settling. Philip needs a father, and I am tired of sleeping alone.
We've come to the crux of it. The other head on the pillow. Oh, sweetheart, don't you realize that at times we all feel lonely? We all feel...
Your 5 minutes are up, Mother.
Carol, marriage without love is like going through life washing socks for a stranger.
Time's up, Mother.
All right. Marry George. I just want you to know, though, Carol, that if you come back shattered and disillusioned, I promise you I won't be one of those mothers who said I told you so. But remember, you heard it here first. I couldn't talk to her. She's as stubborn as I am.
And that's pretty stubborn. Maud, I'm ready for my dinner.
Walter, what could be worse than a woman spending her life with a man she's not in love with?
A man spending his life with a man he's not in love with.
I come to you seeking a little comfort, and I suddenly discover I'm married to Maury Amsterdam.
Wait up, Sandy Maud.
I've had it up to here catering to you tonight.
What are you
doing? You're interfering where you shouldn't be, and all I'm doing is trying to help you see that. You don't want to see it, okay? Now look, I want you to cater to me for a change. And I don't want to hear any more talk about Carol. Now come on, give me my dinner.
All right, Walter. All right, I mean, it's not an unreasonable request. I mean, a man comes home from work hungry and tired, and of course he expects his wife to put aside her own personal problems and just cater to his every whim. So here, King Kong, here's your lousy dinner!
No, Maud! There's my lousy dinner!
Purpose.
You call that on purpose? If you want to see me do something on purpose, watch this!
Not that! How would you like it if I broke your favorite coffee mug?
My favorite coffee mug? Here, be my guest!
You broke my favorite coffee mug.
A little tip. I wouldn't send the National Guard in there.
Let's go.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you something. Do they do this very often?
No. The last time was 2 years ago. He broke an ashtray and two lamps, and she cut three pairs of his trousers off at the knee. It's getting quiet. Let me say goodbye.
How can two people who fight like that live together?
It's easy. They love each other.
I'll bet we could rent ourselves out as a couple of steel balls to one of those wrecking companies.
I guess I lost my temper, huh?
Oh, no. It was as much my fault as it was yours. Oh, Walter, I'm so tired of World War III.
Truce?
Surrender.
Excuse me, I've been sent in by the UN to count the bodies.
You come in to say goodbye?
No, to say goodnight. George left and I'm going to bed.
Honey, what? You mean you're not?
We'll talk about it in the morning, Mother. Thank you. Thank you too, Walter.
I wonder what happened. Maybe George heard me smashing the dishes, and I guess he figured marriage wasn't for him.
Maybe.
Well, if that's what happened, I'm sorry, although I really shouldn't be. According to that movie, love is never having to say you're sorry.
Wrong, Walter. Love is having tuna fish sandwiches on paper plates.
Wonderful, the second time around.
Nave, what is this? You're making breakfast?
That's right, Maud. This morning I wanted you to know how much I love you, so I figured actions speak louder than words.
Sweetheart, you said it all last night.
Maud was recorded on tape before a live audience.